hanging out. He always does. Day after Patriot games. Patriots win 31-19 the final in Oakland. Guy was a part of that. Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis. Joining us here in studio. Now, you said something off the air that made me double take here. You said playing in the black hole, that Oakland Coliseum was actually fun yesterday. You liked that atmosphere.
Yes, you know, it reminded me a little bit of an SEC atmosphere. Where it was wild, hysterical, kind of crazy on the road, like a division opponent. So it was fun to go out
there. One of the DCL batters would have hit you in the head. You would have been thinking different.
Yeah, I would have.
Now, D.O. was saying how loud it was, especially that first drive for you guys. And you said you quieted him down a little bit, though, as the game went on.
Yes, sir. You know, early on in the game, you know, a lot of enthusiasm for the kickoff. Oakland, you know, they was 2-1. We were a 2-1 team going into it. So, you know, their crowd was pretty hyped out there. So it started off, you know, really loud. Of course, as we made more plays, it kind of quieted down just like every week.
Now, let me ask you this. Now, Richard Seymour said he didn't hear the whistle blown when he took Tom to the ground, you know, in that first penalty he got in that first drive you guys had. How loud was it then, and do you think he really heard the whistle, or he really couldn't hear it?
He maybe didn't, because like I said, we was right there on like on our own 15, right in that black hole. Maybe he didn't hear the whistle. Maybe he did. You know, that's only
only
people
know
the answer to that.
Now, you guys went out there and ran that football. You've been sitting back watching Tom Brady do his thing for a while. It must have felt pretty good to play that physical style and run the football like the way you did on Sunday.
Yeah, you know, it was fun to go out there and be able to, you know, be a contribution in the run game. And we were pretty balanced yesterday in the run game and the pass game, and we complimented each other, so it all worked out.
Complimentary football, you guys have all talked about it. Going into the game, Ben Jarrett, did you feel like this was going to be a game where you could get the running game going? Well, you got a ton of touches in that game yesterday. Stephen Ridley, a ton of touches. Was that a focus this week, getting that running game going in Oakland?
I think every week is different, and, you know, we always prepare to get running things going. But, you know, when opportunities are there like they were yesterday, you know, it all works out.
Yep, and you can't be any more balanced than what you guys were yesterday, 30 for 30, passing and rushing the football. You know, had to be great for you. I think you got the first carry of the game, the first play of the game. You know, and just give me a little bit about how, you know, I know running backs say they get stronger as the game going on. You were able to get 16 carries yesterday. You know, is that true? Do you really feel yourself getting stronger and stronger the more you get the ball?
I don't know. People always say that getting stronger and stronger. I don't know if it's just getting more of a feel for the game and kind of realizing what people are going to be. You can kind of feel them, and you don't always have to see some people. So I think it's more as the game go on, you kind of get that feeling, you know, of where people are and how they're playing. And so it's one of those things. It's fun when you get in that little rhythm, though.
Now, last year you get all those carries and you take over that basically that start and running job from a guy in Lawrence Maroney. And one of the knocks on him early on, you know, too many negative plays, you know, minus one, minus two. The one thing about you and watching you run is if you need 1 yard, you're going to get a yard. If you need 2 yards, you're going to get three. Always falling forward. Just talk about your mentality when you get that football in your hands.
First off, you know, you always want to take care of the football, come back to the huddle with it, you know, whatever it may be. But, when the football is in my hand, I'm just out there just trying to have fun and make plays within your hands. You know, they give us the ball to go out there and score points, so that's what I'm ultimately trying to do.
But, I mean, isn't it something like, you know, sometimes the best runs can be for a yard rather than a minus three, minus four. You avoid, take what they give you and just go on to the next one and take that 1 yard sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes you have to just take the profit and, you know, live to see another day.
Yeah, and the thing I noticed about him, Lou, is that even when he's going to the sideline and getting stretched out a little bit, he has a great ability to get his shoulders turned up the field and not get stretched out and get pushed out of bounds like that. He does a good job of getting the ball up the field even when he's getting stretched out like that. You know, you do a really good job with that, Ben Jarvis.
Thanks, Troy.
Yeah.
Talk about your offensive line yesterday. I mean, you guys had some significant injuries. Dan Copen, center, he's done. You've had to move some guys around. You got a rookie and Nate Solder in there. Looked like they opened up some holes for you and Ridley, some opportunities to run, maybe because of that offensive line yesterday.
Yes, you know, obviously in every game, it all starts up front, whether it be on the offensive line or defensive line. You know, and they did a good job yesterday of kind of controlling Oakland's front seven, which they really have a really good front seven with Seymour and Thomas Kelly and those guys and then McClain. So, you know, they really did a good job opening up some holes and getting on blocks and just staying on and gave us a pass to run through.
Now, Stephen Ridley comes out, you know, his rookie year from LSU and showed a lot of promise in preseason. But everybody kept saying, well, you know, it's late in the game. Maybe going up against twos and threes or whatever it is. Man, he looked like yesterday he could have broken anything from any part of that field. You know, a rookie coming in like that. Is that a nice, just a different look that you guys give right now?
You know, we all, you know, our offense, we have a lot of people, a lot of weapons on our offense. And, you know, right now we need everyone to contribute, and everyone is coming in and trying to do their part. And Steven's doing a good job at his.
Ben Jarvis, we saw Danny Woodhead leave the game yesterday. Give us some insight on his injury. Is it broken? Is it sprained? Is it grade 3? Grade 2?
He's trying.
I'm not.
I'm just messing with you, man.
But we'll go with the game plan tomorrow. Later on, but the Jets too.
But no, I was just asking the question. I saw you come in a little bit on the, you know, the third down situations there, and then kind of take over that role a little bit. You looking forward to possibly having to do that in the future without Woodhead?
You know, like I said, we're on a day to day basis, and I don't really know the diagnosis on Woody, if he's even injured right now. So we're gonna take it day by day, and just get ready for the Jets and whatever the opportunity is on Sunday.
Are you catching passes out of the? I know you like to run the ball, but how comfortable are you catching passes out of the backfield?
I'm cool.
You cool?
I get on the jugs every day, and I try to go out there and catch balls after practice with time with the rest.
Blitz pick up, all that. You got all that down?
Yes, sir.
All right.
How different will this week be? You said get ready for the Jets. Deion Branch called the Jet Week. You know, it seems like that this is the rivalry where everyone around football has been looking at this game. How's it changed for you guys knowing the Jets are up next?
It's a division opponent, first of all. You know, we have to approach this game like that. Obviously, you know, they're our rivals, so we have to go and just make sure we're assignment sound to go out there and execute.
You know, a couple years back when you guys lost to Baltimore, maybe you weren't as much of a focal point in the running game. Last year you were. You lose that game to the Jets. Did that one hurt more than the year before, like I said, because you were more part of what was going on, and maybe, you know, the feeling of losing it to the Jets and the season being over so abruptly, did that one hurt more?
Maybe.
Because you were more involved and
yes,
more part of it?
And that was 2009. 2009, I wasn't even dressed for the Baltimore game, but it still hurt because we lost, but I wasn't, like you said.
That was the biggest mistake, that dressing. That's why they lost, because they didn't dress you out in the game, man.
So
give it to the law firm.
I wasn't a part of the 45 in 09, and last year, you know, I was out there and actually, you know, trying to contribute to help us win, and we didn't do that, so, you know, that hurt.
You okay with the law firm nickname? This has become a nationwide thing now, Ben Jarvis. This is, when people talk, you got announcers on national TV just calling you the law firm. This thing is stuck. This thing's going to stick with you for a while.
You know, it seems that way, but it's always fun, you know, when fans and players can, you know, find something to embrace on it and, you know, have fun with it. So it's been fun so far.
I saw you adding the yellow pages and everything, man. You know, you've been hurt on the job. I've been hurt here at WEI, man. I might hire Ben Jarvis to represent me.
Well, one part of the game, too, in the Patriots, you know, they get down that goal line. You seem to be that guy. Is that when you're on the one, when you're on the 2 yard line, is that a different feel going into that play as opposed to midfield? Because it seems like you thrive in the goal line right now with this team.
You know, we get down there on the goal line. You know, we've been working for a long way to get down there. So, you know, we want to punch it in and get points. And coach put us out there as an offense to score points. And, you know, we don't want to let them down. So, try to score.
And your mentality, though, is it different than seeing that goal line and seeing I'm about to get 7 here? I got to take this thing in.
I'm about to get 6, but when the hole opens up, you just know you got to hit it. It's only 1 yard, 2 yards, 3 yards at the most when we're down there. So you just want to hit it real hard, fast, get behind your pads, and ultimately the lowest man wins.
Sounds good.
We asked Danny what this. We'll get you out on this question. Fantasy football these days. I mean, they look at the Patriots. Patriots score a lot of points. A lot of people play fantasy football, boys, and they want Patriot players. How many of the fans are yelling at you out there about fantasy football? Hey, I drafted you on my team, law firm. Name my team after you get in the end zone today.
Yeah, you know, that's kind of a big thing, especially with the new media social networks, like for us, like the Twitter and things like that. Fans can always just reach out and be like, you know, I need this, I need that.
It's a big day for you tonight. Fantasy, I'm down like 12, man. Well, you got to put it in.
The one thing I learned about fantasy, because I really didn't know too much about it, but I was talking with a fan at a Subway the other day, and I was asking him how it works. And it's actually pretty cool because now, you know, some of those fans who really didn't know much about football, they get a chance to learn it because they have some of these players on their team that they drafted. So they get to learn more about players and they
around the league, around the
right, yeah.
But I would tell you this about fantasy football. If you ever do it, please pick your own team.
Don't let somebody else pick your team, man. Talking about Troy, his team struggling. Can you tell that?
I'm not involved in fantasy football.
If you ever do it, pick your own team. Don't trust somebody else's word on that. You know, they got me all screwed up.
And you mentioned Twitter. You're on Twitter, right? You're active on there with your guys. What's your Twitter handle for the Patriot fans don't follow you on Twitter?
The Law Firm BJGE.
There you go.
The Law Firm.
The Law Firm.
We look you
up. BJGE.
We're in. Good job, man. Appreciate you stopping by. Talk some football with us. Get back to work.
No foot jokes this week.
No. Keep that momentum.
We'll get a 90-second break. Josh and Bobby, Joe and Steve, right to your phone calls. 90 seconds.